Hiddenness seems to be the theme of this Lent and this Triduum. The live rites are hidden from your living eyes and are accessible to you through only an artificial medium. Now, we do believe with Augustine that where there is charity, there are no distances, but surely it is better to be here. But let me give you a note on hiddenness to help you on this Good Friday and this Holy Saturday. Remember that Paul wrote to the Ephesians, wishing that the love of Christ fill their hearts and to comprehend what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. Well, when we are dealing with the love of God and the cross itself, we must remember that they are great mysteries. We can be before the cross right now, and with a tape measure or calipers, we could measure the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of it. We could get right in there with a magnifying glass or a microscope or all sorts of fancy instruments, and we could take a look at it analytically. We could study it and really, really get to know it. But there will always be that part of the cross which remains mysterious to us. We must remember that even during the crucifixion of the Lord, part of the cross couldn't be seen. It was underground. It was hidden from sight, completely hidden. What was under there was a mystery. You didn't know how deep it went, what it looked like down underneath there. Well, it was holding up the cross. But indeed, the part that we could not see is the part that held up the cross. It was the part that held up the love of God itself. It's the part that held up the instrument upon which our salvation was worked. The reason why the Lord came into the world, to save us from our sins and to reveal us more fully to ourselves. We, indeed, all of us, also remain mysteries made in the image and likeness of God. We have immortal souls. We were known before the creation of the cosmos and everything in it, and God, according to his plan, brought us into existence exactly when he knew we had to be here. So he knew that we would be in this very odd time, that we would be here now, and you would be there where you are, wherever it is that you are, following this from a distance, maybe seeing a recording later, I don't know, I think probably there are quite a few of you live. But no matter where you are, God knew where you were going to be. He knew we would be at this point. And if we stop to think about how we can work with that plan that God had for us, approach everything that you are being offered right now with great devotion, true devotion, real submission to the sacred mysteries which, in a sense, are hidden from your view, like the part of the cross that's holding up the rest of the cross. You, indeed, each one of you, might try to see yourself as that part of the cross right now that I cannot see. I don't see you. Out there, you are little mysteries to me. But we priests depend on you, who are now unseen by us, to continue to hold us up mysteriously. We have to hold each other up. In this mysterious time, as we all work out our salvation with fear and trembling, but also with great joy, knowing that once and for all time it was accomplished. The sacred rites that we participate in Holy Church make present again the sacred mysteries that they represent. This is something that I repeat constantly, that sensible reality is very real to us in the sense that we can touch things and hear things and taste and smell and so forth, and they have an immediacy to us. They're very real to us. But sacramental reality is not any less real than sensible reality. And by the rites that we participate in Holy Church, by our baptism, these mysteries that which they represent are renewed. They are made present to us again, and we to them. So let us not be intimidated by distances. We won't be downtrodden by absences. We will not be thwarted by doors that are locked in our faces. Instead, we will embrace the cross, and by embracing our personal crosses, wherever we are, in private, totally alone, or maybe with other people, with your family, with those whom you love, we will hold each other upward, upright, praying for each other, interceding for each other, asking God also for great miracles in this time. It is an honor to live right now in this time. Many opportunities are being granted to us through the difficulties which we face. It's an honor to live right now. The more difficult the circumstances, the greater the grace is offered, and the greater merit they can be for us for a higher place in heaven. Laudator Jesus Christus.